Jessica here from the Crystal Vaults. Welcome to our Magical Herbs in a Minute podcast. In each episode, one of our master crystal herbalists will explain to us how to find magic in these wonderful gifts of Mother Nature in 1 minute. So let's have today's master introduce themselves and tell us what we will discover today.
Hi all, Nicole here. Today we're going to talk about stinging nettle and how you can forage for it without stinging your fingers with its microscopic stinging hairs. Remember to wear thick gardening gloves when harvesting nettle. Use scissors and try to avoid touching it with the bare skin as much as possible. To avoid the painful prick of the stinging nettle plant, hang the leaves and stems to dry the herb. Once dried, nettle will no longer have the penetrating sting. Now it's ready to use. Always remember that nettle should not be eaten once they have flowered, but they can be cut back to produce young flowerless nettles. Nettle has been popular in folk medicine since traditional times. It can be used in food recipes, salves, balms, oils, and teas for treating inflamed muscles and joints, eczema, arthritis, gout, and anemia, as well as helping with urinary tract infections. I hope you enjoyed these fun facts about nettle and how to use it medicinally. Thanks for listening.